Of this working party on transport statistics. We have a number of agenda items still to go, but hope not to use all the time today. We will see how it goes. There's quite a lot to get through, including a few items carried over from yesterday. So just to give you a quick run through of what we're expecting, we are going to start by concluding item 7B on the e-rail statistics, specifically our final national presentation on that topic. We will then return to item 7A, which we're doing slightly out of sequence on the e-road statistics. I have realised and been advised that 7C, which we have already completed, so we took the presentation slightly out of sequence and there is now no content left. So 7C is now done for the, by the way, for those who are unsure. We will then go back in order after that point through item 8 on dissemination of transport statistics, through item 9 on rules and procedures, item 10 on the Inland Transport Committee, and then item 11 on updates from international organisations. We will then return back to item 10 because one of our speakers is still travelling here at present. So that will probably be one of our later items today before we have any other business and a summary of the decisions, obviously, of this meeting. So that's what you can expect today. I'm not going to make any promises on timings, but we'll aim to, you know, keep everything moving, shall I say. So in that case, assuming everyone's content with that, I suggest that we just simply get on with returning to item 7C. And as you recall, we had presentations on the topic of rail from initially from the Secretary. On the e-rail census, we had also had presentations from Eurostat. Many thanks for that on visualization of those data, or their data, should I say. We also had a presentation from Russian Railways, and the final presentation on this topic is from the Samara State University of Railway Transport. So, Peter, if you would like the floor, it is yours.